Blog Talk Radio. We have a technical problem here. Give me a second. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna see you once again.
presence that we will discover the fullness of joy and pleasure meant to be our portion as his children. For God wants us to be your strength today. He wants to root and ground you in his unshakable joy. He longs to guide you to still waters and do mighty work in your heart to increase your capacity for his joy. And Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 says, a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So may you discover the powerful medicine of joy today as you enter time of guided prayer. Meditate on the strength that comes from joy alone. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire to have more of joy available to you in God. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So what care, thought, or burden is keeping you from the fullness of joy today? What area of your life do you need to surrender in order to live in total dependence on your Heavenly Father? Where does God want you to fill you with his abundant joy today? So surrender every area of your life to the capable hand of God and enter the joy that comes from a dependent relationship with your Creator. Rest in his peaceful presence and allow him to fill you with overflowing. Ask him to guide you to a more powerful life and to see free from whatever bonds that would keep you from experiencing all he has for you. In Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped when my heart exalts. With my song I give thanks to him. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, for you shall go out in joy and let forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So may Paul's prayer to Colossians be your pursuit today. Okay, as you seek the life and fullness of life Jesus died to give you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, may you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Amen. I highly suggest you read Nehemiah chapter 8. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you can get to know him tonight by simply repeating this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, but I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. And once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you said this prayer and you want to let us know, you can do this by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen. Well, if you want to come on live, people that have called in from 111 numbers, okay, just press that 1 key. When the hands up comes on, I'll see it, and I'll bring you on. All right.
You know what it is? I been a Christian quite a few years. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I raised down for the word is being here. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things the throne, no one's more than a chair. But after all redemption, yes, he can take a chair. Greater than the angels and superior to theirs. I'm leaning to the right. The light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, fucked, sexed out and blooded. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love you.
hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chin. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
job, I walked away from the life that I was leading with my friends.
Come out where there are waters to swim in. Let the shorelines go and get into the trackless billows of my purpose. In the next days and weeks, I'm drawing you to myself as never before. Make time with a time that has not been available in times past. Soak in my presence in the quiet place. Feed on green pastures and still waters I'm leading you to. Respond to the call of spirit as I say to your inner man, come away, my beloved. There is intimacy and experience in my kingdom that doesn't come in the midst of the crowd. Be willing to get alone with your thoughts and alone with the subtle whisper of the wind of my spirit. There will be instructions given. There will be comfort extended. The wounding of past disappointments will be lifted and newly vitality released to you for the way ahead. There is greatness in you, says the Father, because you are in me, and I am in you. There's nothing insignificant about you. Others may pass you by or pay no heed to your words, but I say to you that one hair of your head is stirred without knowledge. Angel warriors and ministering spirits were created in the eternities just for the purpose of defending you and strengthening you in times of weakness. In this time frame, I am feeding you the manna from heaven that changes and transforms you from one who struggles to one who stands upright and strong in the presence of your God. There will be fresh insight and clarity that will be off the scale for where you have been walking in time past. I am taking you on and leading you on. So seek my face and know that I will meet you in that secret stair of ascension and the depths of my kingdom. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Well, we got a caller. 111.
Hello, Pastor Ken. Just heard the news about Pastor Wanda and her death. I'm sorry to hear about this. How long ago did she die?
She hasn't died.
Well, I'm just reading. Someone sent me a screenshot of the chat, and it said that she had died and a white man stole her money. I forgot what it said.
Well, that's not true.
Well, have you tried to call her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
she hasn't been answering her phone lately.
That could be a sign of death. So, maybe that story I was reading about, or in the chat room screenshot I saw, maybe they have an accurate, maybe it's accurate.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, anyway, Ken, I'm excited. I have been listening to your show. I was surprised you did another show. You got quite a streak going here. You must be feeling pretty good if you start up a show this often.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Are you really doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I got surgery coming up on August 4th.
And then
4 days later, I got to go in and get a kidney biopsy done.
I think they do them at the same time.
No, two different departments.
Well, but it's all in one body, and that would be yours.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Tony up to today, Tony Farrar?
He's in the other room watching Jurassic Park, the new movie.
Oh, the dinosaur movie. I haven't seen that one. You seen it, the new one?
I haven't seen it either.
Did you see the first one? It was 20 years ago or something? 30?
Yeah, I've seen the first one.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. The extinct dinosaurs come back to life. I don't think that was based in science, though. I don't think that could really happen. Do you?
I don't know.
Well, they say dinosaurs lived 60 million years ago or something. But I've heard rumor that the Earth was created 6,000 years ago, so I'm not really sure. Is it possible the dinosaurs are fake?
Well, it is possible.
Got any other callers?
I've got a bladder cancer surgery on the 4th. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I got to go back in, and they got to do some laser on some pieces they couldn't get before.
Some laser? Laser? Pew, 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 pew. They're going to zap it.
Huh?
They're going to zap you. They're going to zap that tumor or that whatever you got going on.
Zap it out.
You got a good feeling about this? What's your thoughts? What are you thinking, Ken?
Huh?
What are you thinking about this surgery? Are you happy? Are you excited? Are you scared? Are you worried? What's your thought process?
No, I know everything will go well.
Okay. What's going on down there in San Antonio? I haven't checked the news lately.
Hey, what now?
What's going on in San Antonio? What's going on? I haven't checked the news lately.
Nothing much. Nothing much.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. Let's take another caller here. 111.
Okay.
Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to call in and I wish you well, and I hope you everything goes well on the 4th.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. The other reason I called in, I found out why Doug isn't here tonight. I have proof. I just talked to somebody that Doug is dating a guy that's handicapped and in a wheelchair. And Doug takes a bicycle chain and chains the guy's wheelchair and only lets him out to take Doug down to the store to get more beer. And it's a whole thing. He's just too busy tonight, guys. Now, well, the only other thing I had to say is because Doug is a midget with autism, I consider him a wheatard. Hashtag wheatard. And that's pretty much all I have tonight, gentlemen. This anonymous caller who's also on here, I hope he's doing well. And that's pretty much it. But I wish you well, Kenny. And, gentlemen, have a great evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's in and out. He is in and out. Oh, he shows up, he delivers a speech, and he quickly escorts himself out of the building. Ken, that was Mike Hunt, I think. Did you recognize the voice? Hello? Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny. I thought you went to the bathroom or something. You disappeared. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Well.
All right, why don't you go ahead and wrap this up?
Nobody else pushing a one key.
Yeah, we're going to say goodnight. We're going to say goodnight. Are you going to give a benediction?
Huh?
Benediction. Give a benediction. The thing the pastor does at the end, he dismisses you. He says some words. Go in peace.
We got another 111 caller. Hold on. Hold on. You're on the line.
Hi.
Who the hell is that?
I'm just calling to say hi. Hi.
That's weird.
Hi.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Who is that?
I think it was Ashley.
Wow.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, guys, I'm going to say goodnight. And I want to say God bless everybody. Mike Hunt, Ashley,
okay.
Over Jeff, Gavin Moorhead, Johnny, Long Builder. I just watered Tommy Monahan, Tony Swollen Prostate, and Turner McGillicuddy.
Amen.
Have a great night. God bless. And see you back again on Tuesday.
Peace. Go in peace.